loss for our football team on the road. I think we came out relatively healthy. John Sullivan came back in the game, had to get his knee examined. He should be fine. Finished the game, so that was encouraging. But we didn't do the things you have to do on the road to win. Penalties in that one third down sequence late in the game to keep drives moving, the turnovers. We came up with a couple of turnovers, which was good. But Detroit, they played better than us, and they deserve to win the game. And we've got to come back on Monday, take a look at some things on tape and try to get them fixed so we can figure out how to, win on the road, because we'll be on the road again next week.
Adrian had the long touchdown run, and then after that they controlled him pretty well. Did you think that was scheme or just the physical nature of their front four?
I don't know if they schematically did anything different, Jim, than what we expected. I think they just did a better job of attacking us at the line of scrimmage and playing on our side of the ball, and we've got to get movement more than we did. Credit to our defensive line. They played very well.
You really see Ponder's frustration out there, especially after that last interception. Didn't go the way he planned or you guys had planned.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one, the last interception. Had some good plays. I mean, the play of to Jerome Simpson, along with some of the other plays Jerome made, were highlights for us. Christian had a couple of nice connections with him, but the turnovers on the road, at home as well, but on the road in particular, they're tough sometimes to overcome, especially when you put an offense like that at times on short fields. It can be difficult to overcome.
Is it the interception at the end of the first half where Sue gets his arm, does he just have to eat the ball there or try to get out of bounds or go down instead of trying to force a play there?
He was trying to throw it out of bounds, and the guy, got his arm and ended up, being a pivotal point in the ball game because, we were in field goal range at that point, and, they ended up going down and scored. And so it was a tough spot, but he's trying to get it out of bounds. He's trying to throw it away, and there's nothing wrong with that.
It was a one-point game at halftime. Did you feel fortunate to be a one-point game? They had an awful lot of chances there.
No, I mean, that's the National Football League. There, you have to be able to execute, and we were in pretty good shape going at the half. You don't like to, give up a score when you're in position to score like we were before the half. But felt like we were in pretty good shape, just needed to come out and get some stops and get some more scores in the second half.
As good as you guys were last year at limiting penalties and not beating yourself that way, does that make what happened on that last drive, the last touchdown drive there, even more frustrating?
Yeah, it's something that we'll have to learn from. I mean, our guys are trying to be aggressive and, get after the quarterback, and we'll get a personal foul. I think it was maybe 3rd and 20 or something. Then there was a 3rd and 4, and there was another penalty. So those were costly. I think we finished with 5 for the game, but those two were definitely costly.
Duke Bush was going to be a factor. How much does he really change that offense?
It definitely makes a difference having a guy that they can, throw underneath with. I mean, it wasn't like they threw balls over the top of our defense. We didn't do a good job on the screens and the underneath stuff that they did. And we're going to see that. We didn't expect that they were going to let us rush the quarterback. We felt like they would try to take that approach, and we didn't handle it very well. So we got to look at some things that we're doing because we're going to get that. Most teams aren't going to let their quarterbacks drop back and throw the ball down the field. So we got to figure out a way to play some of these underneath routes better.
So you may have already addressed this, but when Adrian hadn't touched the ball all preseason long, and first time he gets it, he takes it all the way down to the house. What were you thinking in your mind? Like, at least he was chomping at the bit to get out.
Yeah, you knew he would be hungry and ready to go. And, first play of the game, we give it to him, and he breaks it. And you're hoping at that point we're going to see more runs like that, but they did a good job from that point on of just bottling up our run game and made it difficult for us to run the ball. So credit to Detroit, but we were hoping that Adrian would be able to have a few more runs like that.
What did you think of Sue, his chop block on Sullivan on that interception return?
I missed the shot of it, but the guys were telling me about it. They nobody thought that was a good play, and the fact that they got a penalty because of it tells you it wasn't a good play. So, you hate to see guys go low on players. We've seen the results of it, so it's not a good thing when it happens.
The defense spent a lot of time on the field, especially in the first half. Do you think they wore down a little bit? Or?
I don't know if we wore down. I don't think we defended those, little underneath routes very well, the checkdowns and the screens as well as we could have. And that third down percentage, I mean, it was 38%. We'd like to be a little bit better there, but, you know, we got to execute on third down offense as well to help our defense and keep them off the field. And that's and we've got to come up with some more turnovers on defense, and that'll help us get off the field. But I don't think we wore down. We just didn't handle some of their underneath stuff as well as we should have.
There's going to be a lot of attention and scrutiny on Ponder this week. What do you say to him?
Hey, like the same thing I told the rest of the team. You know, we got to learn from this ball game and some of the things that occurred when you're on the road and how you have to win on the road. And, you know, he's got to move on from it because we're going to, you know, be in a similar situation again next week. You got to learn from it and let's get ready to go. You know, we got to find a way to get better and get a win.
It's uncharacteristic that your defense not only gives up a lot of yardage to someone like Reggie Bush, but big chunks at a time continuously. How do you go about changing that this week?
We got to take a look, Don, at our strategy. You know, obviously it wasn't very effective for what we wanted to do with Bush. We're facing a back this next week who's similar, catching the ball out of the backfield. So, you know, we gave him some explosives to a running back, and we've got to do better. You know, we did a pretty decent job on the back end against their star receiver, but they've got another guy that we have to do a better job on, and we didn't. So we got to be prepared to do better this next week.
You've always been very supportive of Christian. You stuck with him when he had the rough game at Green Bay, rewarded with his play down the stretch. Do you feel any differently right now than you have at other times in his career?
No, I mean, we didn't play as well as we need to play as a team, Jim, to win this game. It wasn't all Christian. I mean, there are some things that he'd like to do better, but there are a lot of guys. When they look at this tape tomorrow, they're going to see it wasn't just Christian. We got to play better as a team. And if we do that, you know, we don't find ourselves in the position we ended up in towards the end of the game in the fourth quarter. We gotta do better. It wasn't just Christian. We got to do better all the way across the board. So, all right. Thank you.